The number of new COVID-19 cases on the University of Illinois Urbana campus has jumped over the last week. Campus officials reported 220 new cases over the last 7 days, about three times as many as the previous week. To learn more, I spoke with U of I epidemiologist Rebecca Smith, who's part of the Campus Shield team. She says the number of new cases is higher than she'd like to see, but it's not a huge surprise.
We knew that with the colder weather, plus Halloween, plus the end of midterms, all of those factors work against us as far as increase in cases. We are seeing a large number of clusters within particular buildings. This is one of the things we look for. So a lot of these cases are within clusters. We know that students who live together tend to socialize together, so that makes sense. So it's concerning that we are seeing this spread, but we think it's just that people let their guard down and moved indoors. And we were expecting that. We were asking people prior to Halloween, please get tested if you're gonna go participate. Please get tested if you did participate. I've seen a lot more people testing more frequently, even among the vaccinated. And we are asking a number of vaccinated people who live in these potential clusters to get tested. So it was expected. It's a little higher than we would like to see, but we are seeing the same patterns that we would expect with any of these clusters, that it's definitely socialization indoors.
You know, and you also mentioned, you know, the testing component. You know, at some point, would the university look at possibly doing, you know, even asking, you know, fully vaccinated people to once again start testing on a regular basis, just to maybe try and catch some of these cases before they spread more?
We actually do that, but we do it in a targeted manner. Like I said, a lot of these cases are occurring in clusters based on where people live. So when we find one of those clusters, we ask everybody who lives there to test every other day, including the vaccinated people. And that is a requirement. They are required to test until we tell them otherwise. So that's much more efficient than requiring all vaccinated people to test to look at these clusters.
Sure. You know, and then Becky, as we start to get closer to the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving now just a couple of weeks away, you know, what are your recommendation for those who, you know, who are on campus, who will be traveling, you know, for that holiday, maybe to see family, friends, you know, off of campus during that period? What are your recommendations for them?
So it's very similar to my recommendation from last year, which is be careful for the next couple of weeks. You don't want to bring the infection home. Get tested before you leave. You can get results early and find out if you're going to be safe to be around unvaccinated people. And when you come back, get tested again before you start socializing here on campus, just in case you were exposed during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Becky, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
Just that remember that the vaccine is very good at protecting you from illness, from the disease part of it, but it's not perfect at preventing infections. So don't rely on just the vaccine. It has to be vaccines and masks and ventilation.
That's Rebecca Smith, an epidemiologist and professor in the Carl Illinois College of Medicine and the College of Veterinary Medicine. She says although there are breakthrough COVID infections on campus, the risk of infection and severe illness is much higher for the few people on campus who remain unvaccinated. As of today, 94% of students, faculty, and staff on the Urbana campus are fully vaccinated.